If you're listening to me right now in Scotland, I guess it's too late. Today was the deadline to register to vote in the Scottish independence referendum. On September 18th, the 4 million plus residents of Scotland will decide whether to remain in the United Kingdom, along with England, Wales, and Northern Ireland, or go it alone. Scots living outside of Scotland don't get to vote. And as you might imagine, many Scottish expats are not happy about that. Our colleague here at WGBH Boston, Elizabeth Ross, has our story.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone.
This summer, viewers of the network Stars saw the debut of the stunning series Outlander. The series follows the story of a World War II English combat nurse called Claire. She's mysteriously whisked back in time to the 18th century Scottish Highlands, where she meets the dashing young warrior Jamie, who's part of a clan fighting against the Scottish Union with England.
Just never forget that you're English in a place where that's not a pretty thing to be.
Now fast forward to the 21st century and the very real drama of tensions between England and Scotland. This time, it's a battle that pits the Scottish government against the British one. It's peaceful, no shots have been fired, but believe me, just like Outlander, it's passionate. And it comes down to this. Is Scotland willing to break its union with England that's lasted more than 300 years?
On AM and FM around the UK, on digital and online, I'm Rod Sharp, and we're up all night.
Rod Sharp is the long-serving host of the BBC show Up All Night on Radio 5 Live.
This vote here is a bigger deal in constitutional terms, probably than anything that's happened in Scotland since 1707, which was the time of the union of the parliaments.
Follow me.
Sharp's originally from Scotland, but these days he presents his radio show out of his home in Marblehead, Massachusetts. It's a town familiar with struggles for independence during the American Revolution.
Very many arrangements have to be reconsidered. The currency union has to be renegotiated. The union with the rest of Europe, the European Union, has to be renegotiated.
Sharp has accepted that he won't have a say in Scotland's independence decision, but he's ticked off that the referendum will force people to choose between being Scottish or British. He says it's the ability to be both that makes things interesting.
On the one hand, kind of wanting to be invited to a garden party with the Queen, and on the other hand, being fiercely proud of the fact that we beat the hell out of the English in 1314 and continue to do so whenever the opportunity arises in rugby at Murrayfield every 20 years or so.
So I would vote for an independent Scotland.
John McIlwain grew up in Glasgow. He now lives in the Boston suburb of Newton and works for a software company. McIlwain thinks a vote for independence will give the Scottish Parliament, rather than the British one, the power to make important decisions for his country. But there's something about the referendum that McIlwain finds galling. The vote is open to some people living in Scotland who aren't Scots, while more than a million Scottish expats, even those living in the rest of the UK, can't participate.
I can't vote on self-determination of Scotland, which is where I was born. It's where I spend time every year. I own property and I still spend quite a bit of money. So it's disappointing for me that you know, I can't vote, especially since, you know, if you're English and you live in Scotland for a short amount of time, you can vote.
William Bowery teaches English and theatre at the British International School of Boston.
It's disappointing, but it ultimately was my choice not to live in Scotland.
Without a vote, Bowery has taken his strong arguments against independence to social media. His chief concern? Scotland's economy.
My fear is of the unknown, in terms of the fact that I'm not quite sure what will happen financially and fiscally in an independent Scotland. It's all very well waving kilts, you know, across the Highlands, but when it comes to the question of are you going to receive the same pension rate, I think that's what people will ultimately vote on.
Like any good drama, this one isn't over. You'll need to tune in again on September 18th to find out what ultimately happens. For The World, I'm Elizabeth Ross in Boston.